The Reverend Dr. William Raymond Worsley marched with local civil rights titans like Dr. Reginald Hawkins, Julius Chambers, Fred Alexander, and even Dr. Martin Luther King. But for many in Charlotte, his name doesn't ring a bell. He was a hidden figure of Charlotte's civil rights movement. He died last week at the age of 93. WFAE Serafina Wright has more.
A moment with his mother when Worsley was about 12 years old forever changed his life. Worsley recalled his experiences in a 2004 interview with UNC Charlotte.
I was on the bus, a little city bus, just like that, see, and they asked my mother to move. I've never forgotten that, just like that, see. That the blacks had to move back so that the whites could have a seat, just like that. I have never forgotten that. Mm. Couldn't quite understand why my mother had to get up and move just because she was black, but I realized that that's what was happening to other black people.
Yeah,
then. And then
yeah.
I began to think about that. It was in the back of my mind, even when I was in my late teens.
That moment and other experiences with discrimination motivated him to get an education and to make a difference. He went on to Johnson C. Smith University, where he participated in lunch counter sit-ins in Charlotte and New York City.
We had to picket wool work downtown, like I say. And when I was a student in New York at Union Seminary, we picketed that Woolworth like that.
Okay.
You see, which was on 125th Street, not far from Columbia University. Yeah, I used to go down there, just like I say, and picket that place. Now, we could eat there.
Yeah.
Like, but we picketed that place just to show our support for the people in the South.
Worsley was in college when he was drafted into World War II. He was one of the first African Americans to see combat in the war while serving in the South Pacific. In 2011, President Obama awarded him the Congressional Gold Medal. After returning to the States, Worsley went on to earn a doctorate at Emory University in Atlanta. It was there that he worked with nationally recognized civil rights leaders like Ralph Abernathy, Hosea Williams, and Dr. King.
When I say I worked with him, I attended meetings, and I also learned to listen to how they would map out everything before they would take to the street. A lot of people think they just jumped out there and started just doing it. They had meetings. Just like
it was a plan. Yeah.
They had plans on that. Just like, yes, sir. And I learned that was the way to do it, just like that. See.
Worsley took what he learned about organizing in Atlanta and brought it back to Charlotte.
Coming here, just like I say, and boy, that was something, boy. When they had Chambers here, and Chavis, just like I say, and Reginald Hawkins, just like I say, we had a meeting every week and sometimes during the week, just like I say. It was a campaign that I've never forgotten, just like I say.
Wow.
And it is one that should be going on now for certain causes.
Hawkins has said that Worsley was the lieutenant of civil rights leaders in Charlotte. He credits Worsley with helping prevent rioting in the city after Dr. King's assassination. Whether it was marching on Spirit Square in Uptown Charlotte, sit-ins at Woolworth's, helping bring forth Swan versus Charlotte-Mecklenburg Board of Education, a landmark Supreme Court case, or his role as a Presbyterian minister, Worsley dedicated his life to fairness and equality. Later in life, he had a new challenge, Alzheimer's disease. His son, William Worsley, said he approached that the same way he did everything, relentlessly. Funeral services are this Thursday at C.N. Jenkins Memorial Presbyterian Church. For WFAE News, I'm Serafina Wright.